for freedom, but she's in no shape for this kind of demonstration. Yay, Poo-Poo, what should I tell her? Signed, really, Dale.
tell her you're glad she got it off her chest.
W-A-K-Y.
520 W-A-K-Y, 52 degrees in Louisville.
Funny thing can happen to your car before you've even driven very far. It's a funny little put-down when you put your foot down. And that's what hesitation's all about.
Sometimes hesitation is caused by poor fuel distribution. If it is, ENCO Efficiency Gasolines with HTA can help. Hesitation.
That's what our HTA is all about.
Well, folks, I normally don't break in here, but I want to tell you that you're about to hear Tom Maxedon do his very last newscast on WAKY. And those... Oh.
For fast, confidential loan service at low bank rates, see Bank of Louisville. Auto loans, household loans, FHA home improvement loans, or personal loans are all available at Bank of Louisville. If you wish, get a long-term consolidation loan to combine your old bills into one low monthly payment. Possibly cut your payments in half and perhaps receive additional cash. Establish bank credit, too, when you borrow at Bank of Louisville. The Bank of Louisville. Open daily till 4, Saturdays till noon.
When you might do some damage to the chlorine tanks.
That voice is making news on WAKY. I'm Tom Maxedon.
First witness in the Angela Davis trial is a woman taken hostage at the courthouse 2 years ago in San Rafael, California. In San Jose, we asked ABC's Dick Shoemaker what the woman said.
The first witness for the prosecution is on the witness stand. This is Maria Graham. And under cross-examination, she is at this point admitting that she may have been influenced by the prosecutor, saying that she overheard the convicts say that they were trying to free the so-called Soledad brothers.
Correspondent Shoemaker says the guns used in the incident at the Marin County Courthouse will be introduced into evidence. Angela Davis is accused of supplying those guns.
WAKY News will broadcast a special program beginning in 40 minutes at 6 p.m. this evening. In that program, WAKY Managing News Editor Bob Watson will spell out the details of the proposed chlorine gas barge stabilization and gas transfer. News Director Watson and other media representatives attended a closed-door meeting with Mayor Frank Burke earlier this afternoon. During that session, Burke detailed the plans for the operation. President Nixon, Kentucky-bound? Maybe. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
Kroger lightning strikes Louisville shoppers.
Why, I spend $30 on my groceries, but I got a lot of bargains.
Have you noticed a difference in lightning low prices?
Well, mostly on their canned products.
Mm-hmm. Tell me who you are.
Francis Hall.
Francis, how much do you think you saved this week? Just give me a guess with lightning low prices.
Well, about $5 probably.
Beautiful. How about top value stamps? Do you get those every week?
Yes.
And you're proud, I can tell.
Why, sure.
Lightning low prices are featured at Kroger stores in Jefferson County, Kentucky, and Floyd and Clark counties, Indiana.
What a combination. Superstar Barbara Streisand and Love Story's Ryan O'Neal together for the first time in What's Up, Doc? It's the newest and funniest super comedy to hit the screen in years. A laugh riot directed by Peter Bogdanovich, who gave us The Last Picture Show. See What's Up, Doc? Now showing at the cinema on Bardstown Road, rated G. Special late show tonight and Saturday night at 10:45.
WAKY News Time, 5:23. President Richard Nixon may visit Fort Campbell, Kentucky for ceremonies next week when the colors of the 101st Airborne Division are transferred to the post. President Nixon expects to stop at the base on his way to the Western White House. Police say their investigation shows 8 sticks of dynamite were used in a pre-dawn explosion yesterday, which damaged Durant High School. 4 juveniles and 3 adults are facing arraignment before federal officials in connection with the blast. On Wall Street, the New York stock market scored a fairly good gain today, bouncing back after 3 losing sessions. Blue chips were the big gainers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 7 2/3 points.
In Chicago today, a federal grand jury indicted 8 Chicago policemen, a former policeman, and a civilian on extortion charges.
A suit filed in Covington today challenges the state's congressional redistricting plan.
The Agriculture Department says wholesale prices for beef last week were about the same as last August at the start of the price freeze.
Governor Ford announces he'll call a special session of the state legislature in early summer to change the state voter registration law in accordance with a recent Supreme Court decision.
In Washington, a psychologist says President Nixon plans to limit busing could reverse desegregation plans.
And former Governor Louie Nunn began his first day as a Republican candidate for a U.S. Senate seat by criticizing his chief Democratic rival. WAKY weather, clear and cold tonight, low 27. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a chance of rain or snow, high 42. Slightly warmer on Saturday. In Lexington, it's 49 degrees. Louisville temperature, 52. Tom Maxedon, WAKY 2020 News. From the Kentuckiana calendar, Walker United Methodist Church, 5312 Old Shepherdsville Road, will hold a revival with services nightly at 7:30 April 9th through 15th. Now, with most music, here's Gary Burbank.
Hey, Tom, do you have any famous last words you'd like to say on the radio?
As you win your way through life, make this your goal. Look for the donuts and not the holes.
This is beautiful, Tom. I can't go on.
Here's a hanky, Gary.
I can't go on. Just can't go on. Goodbye, Tom.
Bye-bye, Gary.
Where did they go?
Running out of the station, fading over the horizon, Tom Axelrod. He won't be here for the corn barge to be unloaded. He's smart.